It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, I ask you this question quite fairly. Parlez-vous français? Je peux offrir un bière? Those are the two things I know in French. That's it. That is the full extent of my French culture. Holly Richman, however, is the president of the Alliance Française de Omaha.
Oui.
All right, very good. And Susie Collins is here, and they are both here live and local. Thank you so much for
coming. Mike.
Bonjour. Thank you so much for coming in today. Let's talk about this organization has been around for nearly 100 years in Omaha. Holly, what's the genesis of this?
Yeah, it has. Actually, our early members were families that were rooted in the Omaha community, like the Offutts and the Joslins, and our first president was one of the mayors of Ralston. So we go back quite a way, and it's people who enjoy and love the French language and culture.
Oh, outstanding. I'm guessing also a bit of the French heritage, keeping heritage from folks who had come over.
Right. Many of them settled here in Omaha. A lot of the place names in Omaha, like Papillion and the Platte River, are French, French trappers that came through the area. So we have a rich history, French history, actually, in Omaha.
Oh, okay. Oh, very good. Actually, I have a quarter French from my mother's side as well. So there you are. Still doesn't explain why I can't speak the language very well. But so what are some of the things that your organization does to keep the French culture alive?
Right. Well, our mission is to share and celebrate the French language and also the culture and the Francophone world. And so we teach French classes, all levels. We also provide monthly cultural events where we talk about subjects from French art to history to cinema to cuisine. We have scholarships that we provide to high school students, and we also monthly have meetups where people can get together and practice speaking their French.
Oh, this is nice. I'm assuming you personally have been to France?
Yes, I have.
Did you by chance catch any of the World Cup? Did you get to see some of the places you've been to and kind of relive your trip and everything?
Right, yes. Every time there's anything going on in France, it's like, I wish I were there.
Yeah, sure. Right. You see something on television in the background and go, I was there. I got a great picture of that. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you have an event here locally coming up on July 14th. It's a celebration of Bastille Day. Let's first talk about what is Bastille Day?
Well, Bastille Day is the national holiday of France, sort of like our Independence Day. So they were celebrating when the French people overthrew the monarchy and established their democracy. And it's also important to the U.S. because our democracy is based on the French form of democracy, which came out of this event.
Oh, okay. Very good. How will that be celebrated here in Omaha?
Well, we're storming the Bastille. No, we aren't.
First, we'd have to build one here, then shortly afterwards.
A long time ago, the French Café used to have a big, wonderful celebration for Bastille Day. And so the Alliance Française has decided that we'd like to make a big event for Omaha. And this is our first go to invite everybody in Omaha to come to the Corkscrew Wine and Cheese in Rockbrook to have a little Bastille Day celebration.
It's about 108th and Center Street, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Rockbrook, yes.
Very good.
And it's a really nice venue, and it has an outdoor area. And we're going to have sort of some French-infused music, sort of an American version of French music, which is Cajun French. So we have the Prairie Gators, who are very popular here in Omaha. They'll be playing for 3 hours during the day. We're there from 2 to 6. You can sample French wine, French food, cheese and charcuterie, pastries from Le Petit Paris, which is a wonderful French bakery in Omaha. You can take home Alliance Française souvenir stemless wine glass after you've filled it maybe a couple times.
Yeah, sure.
At the event. We will have all kinds of events for kids. During the day, at different times, we'll have jugglers. We're going to have a puppet show by Trish Place Puppets. The Omaha Children's Museum will be there for a while with their bubbles. You can put a little French mustache on and maybe go home with a beret and practice your French. I think it's going to be a great time for people. And you can come at 2 and stay till 6. You can come anytime during the day. I think if you're in Rockbrook, you're going to hear our music. Please come over and find out what it's all about.
Oh, that sounds just wonderful.
Yeah. Well, you hope people will take home a little bit of French culture and maybe a bonjour.
Sure, absolutely. And, of course, whatever language you're learning as a second language or working on a regular basis, just spectacular for the mind, great for the soul and the spirit as well.
Absolutely.
AFOmaha.org is a website that has plenty of information about this, about this event. And
admission is $10 at the door, and kids under 10 are free.
Outstanding.
And if you register online, it's $8 before the event.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Appreciate you both coming. Holly Richmond, the president, Susie Collins, and Morning Edition continues right now.